Cheryl, we were just speaking before the interview in regards to, why it's so important to own your own health and understand lifestyle habits that are responsible for stress, managing stress and how healthy you really are. I mean, you have an incredible, incredible story. I just want to touch on it real fast here in regards to like building million-dollar businesses in the past, and doing everything you could to make them successful, which you were, and you still are incredibly successful, but that did lead you to crashing and burning, literally where you couldn't get out of bed. Now you have reached the point where you have lost 65 pounds, your husband has lost 80 pounds. By switching your lifestyle, how did you reset? I want you to dive in, elaborate, because us entrepreneurs, we go through roller coaster rides of high amounts of stress, and that just leads to crashing and burning, like maybe the same thing that happened to you. How did you get this all under control? What did you
As I
change?
just shared with you, I thought stress was good for me. I thought it made me get more done. When I got sick, I had almost no cortisol at all. I was on the border of Addison's disease. And what I've learned, since that was one of the first places I started to return to wellness, is when you deal with your stress, you send blood to your brain and you are way more productive. You're happy. You get all your happy hormones going. So dealing with your stress is really important. I have a stress book on Amazon and I finally put it on issue for free so that everybody, it's called My Desktop Guide to Stress. 3-minute exercises that you do twice a day. They don't interrupt your day, but they do make you way more productive and they raise your mood and make you happy so that everybody that you're working with in your business also enjoys being with you because you're happy, you're passionate, and you're sharing that with your staff, your customers, whoever's over you, the whole world.
Wow. So with stress being said, what did you find that, was the most stressful thing when running these million-dollar businesses?
Well, I was working all the time. I designed jewelry for all the big box jewelers. So I was selling Macy's and JCPenney and Amazon and Kohl's, yada, yada. I was traveling to Asia several times a year. And then I lived in LA. All my customers were on the East Coast. So I come back from Asia, jump on a plane, go to New York, visit a customer, sometimes get back on a plane the same day and come home. Because I didn't want to lose the time. And my thing was that I designed goods that were perfect for their assortments. So I liked to get to the store, walk the store, see what they were missing, and then do my presentation around that. And even in my jewelry days, I was known for color. Everybody else was working in either CZ or diamonds. My thing was always color, and I did all these amazing color combinations. Well, now that I'm a health coach, or what I call myself a health muse, because I want to inspire you, I'm also into color because I want you to eat all the colors of the rainbow. And it comes down to color is vibration. And if you're around color and you express your color and you eat all the colors, you feed all your chakras, you raise your energy and your vibration, and it feeds all your happy hormones, your GABA, your dopamine, your insulin, your serotonin, and makes you a pleasure to be around, stabilizes your blood sugar. It's good for you all the way around, but it's not only good for your health, it's also really good for your business. I'm now 75 and I feel better than I did in my 50s.
Oh
So
my
that's what I want
gosh.
your listeners to understand. You have the ability to do what I did. And it's not as hard as they tell you that it is. And you want to be involved with the pharmacy, pharmacy, not the pharmaceuticals that all come with downsides. You want to be doing things that raise your vibration, raise your energy, and that's where success comes from.
Cheryl, and looking at you right now, you look freaking fantastic. I must say, you are just glowing. Your energy is absolutely attractive. It is incredible. And as an entrepreneur, we like we had mentioned, we get drained, right? We oftentimes don't take care of ourselves. And look at you now. you're doing. So tell us about the habits that you've incorporated. You know, of course, you know, eating the farm food, so whole foods, the colors of the rainbow. On top of that, what other habits do you incorporate? I know we were speaking on that a little bit before the interview here, and I'd love for my listeners to kind of have a good idea of what those habits are that really enhance your lifestyle right now.
For stress, I do the Dr. Andrew Weil 4-7-8 breathing. It takes 3 minutes to do four rounds, and it resets what's called your reptile brain, your parasympathetic nervous system, so that it lowers your blood pressure, it raises your energy, it makes you happy, and it lets go of all the stress. We all have stress. You don't want it to become chronic stress. So I do that every day at 10 and at 2, and I recommend that everybody does it. You can find him on YouTube and do it right with him. And if you don't know who he is, he was the first integrative doctor. He started the whole integrative movement. He went to Harvard Medical School with the intention of never being a regular doctor. He wanted to incorporate all the different modalities together, and his breathing is fantastic. So that's first. Then you need to get rid of all the toxins in your life. My first book has won 18 awards, and it takes you step by step through what I did, where I found the toxins. I was appalled because they were everywhere. They're in our cosmetics. They're in our cleaning supplies. They're in those little pods we wash our clothes with. They're in our carpeting and our paint. And not only I got sick, but I lost all three of my kidneys before their time. And it occurred to me they too were eating in a toxic soup and eating GMO food like I was. So getting rid of all the toxins, you're literally poisoning yourself every day if you don't dig into where the toxins are and what the ingredients in the products are. And I have a magazine that has three articles on toxins, one by a toxin expert who's done a Toss the Toxins course that's inexpensive and will get you to purge all the nasties from your home, which is fantastic. And then I did a Be a Toxin Detective article with all the apps and places you can go to find out what you're using and what it's doing to your body. Next up is you need to start getting at least 7 hours of sleep. This is one that I actually... Yeah, sleep is crucial. And I struggle with this a little bit because I'm so active. I wake up now at 4 o'clock in the morning, rearing and ready to go. So making sure that I get that extra hour of sleep, because I tend to want to sleep 6 hours and not seven, is what feeds your body. And you, the reason you need the full 7 hours is because that last hour is when your brain sweeps all the plaque out that gives you dementia. So it's important. There was a new book that came out last year called Why We Sleep by a group at Berkeley. And you read it and whoa, does it open your eyes that it's not a minor thing. You need that 7 hours of sleep. The next one up is you got to move. If you don't, moving is almost as important as eating from the pharmacy and cooking your own food so you control what goes into your mouth.
And you know what's in there.
And you know what's in there. And I'm a big proponent of getting your vitamin N, which means getting out into nature. If you can only do it once a week, get out and take a walk in nature and soak it all in. And don't just walk for exercise. Take a part of the time to use all your senses. Notice if there's big fluffy clouds in the sky. Smell the air. Is there anything happening out there? Are there new flowers blooming? Touch the tree trunk. Feel it. Get every sense in your body excited and then walk to get your body moving and get your heartbeat going. So those are the biggies. If you do those things, but there are, let me think about that. I actually have 20 pillars all together. And I want you to get the free issue magazine called Feels Good to Feel Good and read it, because I even have the 20 signs you're not as healthy as you think you are. Because I missed them all. They went through my brain with the speed of light. I didn't want to stop down and deal with the fact that I had all kinds of aches and pains, or I was all puffy when I looked in the mirror in the morning. That's inflammation. And inflammation is the beginning of chronic illness. And your body doesn't have a language to communicate except symptoms. So I really want everybody to tune into their body. I do it every morning. I tell myself I love me in the mirror. And then I ask my body, how does it feel? And it is very smart. I was shocked. It has a lot to say if you listen to it. But then you have to get quiet and listen to it. And then I ask my body, what would it take to make you happy today? Because I'm very concerned with how much depression is out there. 40% of our teenagers are dealing with depression. So if you start to tune in, you start to eat real food, which takes care of all your happy hormones. You move, which lets your endorphins go, which brings out your happy hormones. You breathe and let go of all the stress, and you sleep. Then you're on track to return to wellness, and your body, it took you a long time to get wherever you are today with all those symptoms on that list of things you're not aware of. But within 30 days, you start to feel a difference. And when I teach my ditch the standard American diet class of sugar and chemicals, people all go, ah, this isn't going to work. And by the third week, they go, you know what? I'm starting to feel better and I'm starting to be happier. And this is starting to work and I'm getting it and I'm going to try to continue it. And my deal is if you take the class once, if you need a refresher, you get to take it next time for free so that you keep reinforcing your new habits until you get all the way back to where I am, which is feeling better at 75 than I felt at 50. We all need to do this, and you can do it on your own. You don't need anybody's permission. And as an entrepreneur, it is critical because your health is really your wealth. So don't ignore that. If you want to be successful and you want brain power, you've got to take care of your health first.
Number one, health.
Number one. Health.
And what did it look like to you before when, you know, before you incorporated any of this and, you know, you were putting your self-care and not filling up your cup, that was coming last. What did your routine in the morning look like then?
I started gaining a lot of weight. I would wake up in the morning with significant brain fog, and it would take me one, two or three cups of coffee to get myself started so that I could get out the door so that I could get going. I don't have any of that anymore. That's all gone. And as I said, I used to look in the mirror. I didn't realize this was inflammation. I go, you know, some days I looked okay and some days I was all puffy. Well, that's inflammation. And inflammation is a slow burn that begins, that is what creates all the chronic illnesses, which is all the autoimmunes. I got fibromyalgia. They'll tell you you can't recover from it. I still have some fibromyalgia, but I have no pain, and that's unbelievable. So all the autoimmune diseases, cancer starts with inflammation. Heart disease starts with inflammation. I had a very fatty liver when I got sick. I no longer have a fatty liver. It took me a while to get it all reversed, but my doctor, Jess, we just saw her on Saturday. She thinks my husband and I are reverse aging, that we're getting younger every time she sees us because she can't get over how great our medical tests look. And it's all because we have adopted healthy habits.
Wow. Absolutely incredible. Like, it's just insane to see, like, you know, you're so glowing at 75 and you feel better than you did at 50. Like, that's a 25 year difference. Like, isn't that incredible?
And it's worth it to do it. Everybody will say it's hard work, but it's worth it to do it. And one other thing I want to mention, a lot of people will come up to me when I speak and say, but I got a bad hand. I was given bad genetics. I have cancer in my genetics. So I'm going to get it no matter what I do. Guess what? Epigenetics is now proven science. And what it says is you get a certain blueprint, but you decide whether you're going to turn that blueprint on or you're going to leave that switch off. And it's all about lifestyle habits. So if you clean up and follow all the things that I'm talking about, I don't care how many people in your family had cancer. They all got cancer, not because it was in their genetics, but because lifestyle habits run in families. So don't think that you don't have the power to do this, because you do. It starts with you, and set your mindset that you're going to do it. And go out there and find your puzzle pieces. It took me 5 years to find all my puzzle pieces before I found a functional doctor who is similar to a conventional doctor, but all the functional doctors ran into a problem where either someone they loved or themselves got sick and they couldn't help themselves. So they went back for additional education. And a functional doctor looks at the whole body. They don't just look at your heart if your heart is sick. The number one cause of heart disease is liver disease. It's all connected. So you need a doctor that understands how all the different parts of your body work together, and you heal your whole body from the inside out until you're running like a well-tuned computer. We're the most sophisticated computer that was ever made, and you have the ability to tune it up and make it run correctly.
I love it. And how did you find with this new you, the healthy you, the healthy version of you, the healthiest version of you, how do you find business operates now compared to before?
Much more smoothly. I write articles all the time. I've written 5 books. I have a very robust Facebook page that I invite everyone to come and join me. I do a recipe every day because I want to encourage people to cook. But my recipes are not my own because I have 18 food sensitivities. So nobody wants to cook like I do. So I take other people's recipes and I tell you how to source the best possible ingredients and all my cooking tips that I have learned, like you need to cut up broccoli 40 minutes before you steam it, because then all its chemicals that make you healthy and cure cancer and make you function come out, so that then you can cook it and get the full benefit of the food.
Ooh, those are the I never knew that. Tips.
Same thing with garlic. You mince it 5 or 10 minutes before you cook with it, so that all its chemicals work together. And it does all kinds of amazing things for the body. Food has something in it called phytochemicals. And they're there for the plant. They're not there for us, but they have all kinds of amazing gifts for us, and they heal the body. There are several phytonutrients that heal cancer. There are several that have helped me heal from my autoimmune disease. They lower inflammation. They make us feel fantastic, and you can't get them unless you eat real organic whole foods. Why organic? Because you don't want the poison they're spraying on the food.
My gosh, Cheryl, you have incredible tips. And, you know, as entrepreneurs, like, we need to fill up our cups first before we can do and excel at an extreme rate for anyone else, for our clients, for, you know, getting business done. Take care of you first. Starts with you. And, you know, fill your cup up first before anything else. So it's so crucial. And, you know, if you want a long-term successful business, you're going to have a long-term healthy you.
Yeah, because literally my business was successful, but I bankrupted me. It could have bankrupted my business. I was lucky that I had a really great staff that was well-trained. So when I went home and started researching, I would call them and tell them what a great job they were doing, or I would call a customer and do the next presentation. But without them, my whole business would have been gone. And in the end, I got to sell it to one of the biggest distributors in the United States for jewelry. So you have to take care of you. Without you, my business was me. Without you, you don't have a business. So I was lucky that I had a team that could keep it going, but make sure you start taking care of you, because that's what propels your business forward.
Absolutely. And you said something really interesting. I just want to touch on real quick. Having good, you know, employees, like hiring an incredible team that's, you know, dependable. Let's talk about that. That made a huge difference in your business as well, right?
My background was retail. I was a store manager for the big department store in Los Angeles at one point. So I had 300 employees. So I was used to having employees. You have to enable your employees to own their job, just like I want you to own your health. Because if they own their job, they put a different energy into it and allow them to make decisions. If they make bad decisions, sit down with them and explain to them what might have been better as an alternative, so that they grow and they learn and they're loyal to you. When I got sick, my team went all out to make sure that that business continued to grow and to be successful, because they loved their job, they loved my business, and they loved me. And that's what you need. You need to inspire that kind of loyalty in your staff and with your customers, because we all just spend way too much time in our business to not be happy and be enjoyable to be around. So make sure that you have that energy with your employees and with your customers and everyone else, your suppliers. I had wonderful relationships with my manufacturers. They did things for me they didn't do for anybody else because I became like family to them. And that all comes from feeling really good about yourself, loving yourself, and taking care of yourself. And that has to be number one.
Cheryl, you have been just absolutely amazing and inspiring, you know, with your story in general and being vulnerable, what it was like for you and how you felt and how you feel today. Thank you so much, because I know that not only did you inspire me, but my entire audience as well. I appreciate you. And I want to give you the last minute here to go ahead and, you know, any last words.
I'd love you all to follow me on Facebook. I'm Cheryl Meyer 3. I have a private group that was much more successful during COVID, but I'm going to start to put more energy into it again. I am going to run a membership group on everything you ever wanted to know about food and didn't know who to ask, which is all my tips that I've been putting in my daily recipes. I have a very robust website, which is I'm Cheryl with a C, M Health. Muse, because I want to inspire you.com. And if you want to write to me at gmail.com, and I will answer you, because my whole goal is to touch as many people as possible so they don't go into the pit that I went into. So join me, learn with me. If you want to hire me to hold you accountable, we can do that. But I have a tremendous amount of information to share, and I share it regularly. So come join me.
Cheryl, thank you so much. You're an absolute rock star and, like I said, a true inspiration. And group, if you like this episode, please go ahead and subscribe. And, you know, if you want to come on just like Cheryl did today to teach us something new, and you're an entrepreneur, please go to www.podcastrebels.com. Thanks, Cheryl. Bye, guys.
Thanks
Catch
for
you on the
having
next
me.
Episode.
Bye-bye.